Shalom, everybody! In the very beginning of Parashat Shmos, the Torah tells us of Paro's evil plan to enslave Bnei Israel and eventually wipe out Bnei Israel, Chas v'Shalom. However, the Torah says in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, that the more the Egyptians afflicted Bnei Israel, the more Bnei Israel flourished. And that caused great grief among the Egyptians. Vayakutsu mipnei Bnei Israel. What do those words mean? Excuse me. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, offers two explanations as to what those words mean. We'll talk about both of his explanations, Mitzvah Shem, but we'll look first at the second explanation. Rashi's second explanation of Vayakutsu Mipnei Bnei Yisrael comes from the Gemara in Maseches Sota, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, which says that Vayakutsu comes from the word kots, a thorn. Bnei Israel appeared in the eyes of the Egyptians like thorns. In English, we might say they were thorns in their sides. But in this case, it's even worse, because Rashi on that Gemara, not on the Chumash, but on the Gemara, says that Vayakutsu mipnei bnei Yisrael means that every time the Egyptians saw the Jews multiply and flourish, it was as if their eyes, the Egyptians' eyes, and the Egyptians' bodies were full of thorns. And that is how deep and how visceral anti-Semitism can go. The Egyptian hatred of the Jews was so strong that the Egyptians felt that hatred physically. That is Rashi's second explanation of Vayakutsu Mipnei Bnei Yisrael. And Rashi's first explanation is based on a pasuk in Parshas Toldos. After Yaakov received the brachos from Yitzchak, Esav threatened Yaakov's life, and Yaakov was forced to leave home. And his mother, Rivka, was worried that Yaakov would marry a Chiti woman, just like Esav did in Bereishis Perek Chavav Pasuk Lamed Gimel. And therefore Rivka was so worried about that, that she said in Bereishis Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Mem Vav, Katzdi b'chayai, I have become disgusted by my life because of those Chiti women. And that is how Rashi explains Vayakutsu mipnei bnei Yisrael in our parsha. Rashi says, Katsu b'chayehem. They were disgusted by their lives. The Egyptians were repulsed. They were sickened by their own lives. But why is this detail important? Why should we care how the Egyptians felt? This explanation of Rashi is explained beautifully and deeply by Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap, who died in 1951. Rav Charlap was a Talmud Mufak of Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Merkaz HaRav in Jerusalem. He was the author of many, many Sfarim, including a set of Sfarim called Mei Marom. And this beautiful idea is found in Mei Marom in Chelek Chamishi, on our parsha, says Rav Charlap. The very next pasuk, right after we hear Vayakutsu mipnei bnei Yisrael, we hear Vayavidu Mitzrayim es bnei Yisrael befarech. We hear how the Mitzrayim ruthlessly enslaved bnei Yisrael, and we hear Vayimaruru es chayehem. The Egyptians made the Jewish lives bitter, miserable, and that's followed by Paro's command to the midwives to murder the Jewish babies, etc., etc. And all of that was preceded by Katsu b'chayehem, by Vayakutsu mipnei bnei Yisrael. The torture of the Egyptians was preceded by the Egyptians being disgusted by their own lives. And Rav Chalap says that the only way for someone to torture someone else, to cause pain to someone else, is if they first get to a stage of katsu b'chayehem. They first have to feel sickened about themselves, about their own lives, about their own situation. A person who feels great about themselves, happy about themselves, confident about their life's direction, this kind of person cannot come to hurt another person. But if they are at a stage of katsu b'chayehem, then it is not a far jump at all to the enslavement and the torture and the misery of Egypt. And Rav Chalap does not say the following, but perhaps one can suggest, based on Rav Chalap's beautiful idea, that it is true that only a person who feels bad about themselves can act to make someone else feel bad. But it does not have to be that way. Look at Rivka. She said, Katzti b'chayai, and she, God forbid, didn't hurt anyone. She recognized that she was in a bad place, and she shared those feelings with her husband, and that's beautiful, and it's necessary. But she didn't act on those feelings to make someone else feel bad, God forbid. We all get in the dumps about ourselves at one point or another in our lives. Sometimes it's even worse. Sometimes, God forbid, far worse. But that does not mean that all is lost, chas v'shalom. We can look at Rivka as an example. And we can also look to the Egyptians as well as an example of what not to do and how not to act. Have an amazing day, everyone.